Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Man, I enjoyed it. Hey, if your feelings were hurt, bite me.
Got it.
If you have a problem with that, put a thread up. Call friggin' Ian Cubitt.
Excuse me. I don't know who that is, but okay.
He got awfully specific, awfully quick. That's very nice.
I don't know how long Pony's going to be able to take it.
That was the thread.
Didn't I remember. Didn't know the name. Thank you. I appreciate
heart.
It.
Yeah. Mike, do you dwell on the negative?
Yes.
Last time you walked out of Harris and we met up with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You were so mad. like seething mad. And then you mentioned, these are some words I remember. Criminal, license, grifters.
You are like being married to someone because you remember things.
You were so hostile.
I don't
about
doubt
them.
It for a second that what he's saying is gospel. Yeah, I love it. They do wrap up their speeches. And I say, would you mind if I said something?
Oh, no.
Oh, that's fantastic.
My you.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. I have a question for you guys. So when we go on stage, we had talked about being less formal.
Yes.
So less formal...
Dress. Yes.
Yeah. Not like good evening, ladies.
Harvey, preparing myself.
Hi, guys.
So no ties, basically, right?
Right.
But if you want to wear a suit with an open shirt,
he's doing that to us. He's doing what he does.
It's all right.
He makes a decision.
Covered. I'm covered.
You're gonna bring two outfits.
I always do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yesterday, Mike, you said it's the House of Blues, jeans and a dress shirt. We're good.
Just having trouble.
Yeah, I thought you were, I was like, you're skinny now. You should be able to fit in all your clothes. You're good to go.
Right.
We have suits ready to go. We were going to forego our suits because you wanted to be casual.
What do you want to do?
We want to wear our suits.
All right. Okay. I'll either, as long as I have the option, you know, to either wear a suit or wear jeans.
Let me say this to particularly.
Is that okay? I mean, do you think we're not going to a prep school, Oscar. We don't have to all look the same, right?
I want to say
this.
We
don't look the same. We look vastly different.
Right. I want to say this to all the people who are coming to see us at the House of Blues, particularly the ladies.
Now, this is his wheelhouse. This is what he... ready? Let's listen to the man.
Costume design.
Talk about what he really cares about.
There's a chance that I will be wearing jeans. There, I've said it.
50-50?
50-50.
Well, don't make that decision now.
No, you make that decision.
If he comes out in
before.
A cummerbund and a tux... And you look like you just fell out of a...
I'm not wearing. I promise I'm not wearing a cummerbund.
A Nordstrom rack. Then it's... I mean, I don't know if it's going to be a good look.
Rob is like a lot of the guys that come to the show, where it's just like...
No, but he dresses up.
That's what he likes.
You're with... Do you have any sequins?
I don't have any sequins.
Okay, just want to make sure.
No. It's very basic, but I'm not wearing a cummerbund.
You are not basic. Do not talk about yourself that way.
Thank you.
The best one you ever wore... Is the picture up?
Where's the leopard.
The red one.
The leopard.
The red plaid jacket was
when
my
you were
favorite.
A jungle cat.
No, that was Vegas, wasn't it? No, Reno. Yeah. Reno was the leopard.
Reno
cat.
Was
I'll
the
put that
Tony
up.
The Tiger theme.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah.
That was very nice. I like
Thank
that.
You. Thank you.
Great.
So what's the play?
Well, we defer
options,
to you, Captain.
Options.
We defer to you, Captain.
No, you're the one that brought it up. So, I mean,
I didn't want to walk.
It has to be Pony that texted me. I knew it would be Pony texting me.
What did he write?
I believe you guys agreed on suit jackets and dark jeans yesterday. All right.
Yeah.
Well, things
change,
Pony.
He reserves the right to do what he wants. This is the Mike O'Mara show.
No, no. Now, stop it. I don't mean that.
Now I got
to
pack my garment bag.
No, we don't have to... Do anything you don't want.
I have a laundered boxed shirt ready to pack.
No, we have everything ready to go.
It's all ready to go.
I can bring both.
Yeah.
I ran out and got a suit yesterday, and I was going to, and because the jeans I have don't fit me,
okay.
I wanted to save the money.
Would it be out of the question to have a short intermission for an outfit change?
Oh, there we go. Nothing like three men in a green room.
Sharing a space.
I'm not wearing a tie.
Getting dressed. No, I don't.
Nobody is.
I think we're not wearing a tie.
Tie was never part of it.
But you're wearing a tuxedo.
A tuxedo jacket.
Well, you said you were going to wear the whole tuxedo now.
No, not necessarily. I have it if I need it, but my plan
so
is
I
not
to suit if I need it.
Yeah, exactly.
Do what you want. Whatever
go,
makes
go
you
where
feel
you
great
go.
And makes you feel good.
If it makes you happy, I believe is what Sheryl Crow said.
Fun is the best thing to have, yes. I believe Rob Spiewak III said. Waddams.
Waddams said, I'm Junior.
Junior.
Thank you.
Can't keep track of the Spiewaks.
No.
Sorry.
Like rabbits.
So I'm excited. You're excited. If you're laying out your clothes for the day.
This is the best costume for the day.
That means you're preparing. Which is great for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, we don't do it very often. Yes. We haven't done it in 3 years. So right. You know, a chance to get out there and, you know, I want to look presentable.
Weather looks nice. My wife was saying that there's a pool at
the
hotel.
What is the weather going to be?
It's going to be hot
and humid.
What's
going to be the high temperature?
Hot and humid. 80s. High 80s.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Chance of sprinkles of that type of precipitation. Speak, Oscar, for a living. And maybe, I mean, so, you know.
Are you talking about Saturday or every day we're there? I'm going to be indoors. It doesn't matter.
On Thursday.
I'm not going to be bar hopping.
Just Thursday.
Mike, a high of 78 on Friday. Perfectly sunny. A high of 76 on Saturday and a high of 74 on Sunday.
Be beautiful.
Good forecast, Oscar.
It'll be beautiful.
Upper 80s. Hot. Humid.
Well,
that's what he just said.
It's going to feel like to us.
What weather forecast are you looking at?
I was looking at the 2-week forecast.
Oh, I looked at the Apple.
Let me see the dates on that.
Yeah. And Mike,
you got the forecast.
Yeah, it's a 60% chance of rain on Saturday.
No, you said high upper 80s.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hot and humid.
Upper 70s is what I meant.
And Mike, this just in, visibility virtually unlimited.
Yeah, look. 67 on
How's
Thursday.
How's the dew point?
70% chance.
67? You've gone from 89
upper 80s.
To 60s, upper 70, 80s.
70% chance of rain.
A 26
what, on Thursday?
Degree.
On Thursday.
Oh, God.
On Friday, 78.
All right.
Clear, sunny day.
Boy, that's flawless.
On
I will be outside.
On Saturday, 76, 60% chance of rain.
We could dodge it.
Yeah, it's just small showers.
Yeah.
You have to understand. You're coming from a hot climate. We are just seeing the sun here on the East Coast in the Washington, D.C.
It's
area.
Cool here today.
It's cool,
what's cool
where,
for
Mike,
you.
It's cool 69 where you
degrees.
Are.
See, 69
everywhere.
Is balmy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Here.
Baby. It's scuddy today. It's weird weather.
Scuddy?
Weird weather. Yeah, scuddy.
Is that Vin Scuddy?
No, it's not Vin.
We've had this discussion before. That's a term we use up north.
Okay.
Scuddy. If it's scuddy out, that means it's cloudy, rainy, drizzly.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Is
down
it
here.
Sounds like a mood
spelled
disorder.
With D's as in dog or T?
I'm wait. To be honest with you, I'm waiting for the old farts to pull the plug right now.
On themselves?
You know, on my golf game today.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm waiting for.
Do they text you, Scuddy?
Sometimes,
you pull
if
the plug.
It's really bad, they do. Otherwise, you're kind of expected to show.
Yeah.
Do you not want to go?
Show.
You seem a little annoyed by the whole
situation. I don't like playing in crappy, really crappy weather and. The map shows heavy stuff coming. I don't think the heavy stuff.
I was
going to
say Bishop Pickering. You can probably
there
play
is no God.
Hey,
perfect segue.
Funny.
I don't believe that I have done what I did yesterday in my entire life.
All right.
As I mentioned about the debacle with the trying to get a haircut over the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It didn't work out that well. Carla has driven by this place that's near her work, and she recommended it to me. And then she took the little guy in on Monday, and he got a haircut, and she was really happy with it. She said, "I'd really like it."
Lightning
Should
bolt.
I know you.
This is the barber, right?
Could he do a lightning bolt for?
He did a little pattern.
Nice,
a little pattern.
Cool. Okay.
Michael looks great, and so she made an appointment for me, which is I don't. This is how, and Oscar can testify to this. My weird, dysfunctional. Broken brain works. There are a lot of things I don't mind dealing with head on. I don't. What the hell is that?
There's a jackhammer. Don't worry about us.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a lot of stuff I don't mind dealing with head on myself. In fact, a lot of stuff I prefer to handle. Then little things that I just don't like to do. I don't like to call barbers. Maybe I had a traumatic experience when I was a child. What? That type. But
why? Why? Like just to call and make an appointment?
Is I don't like dealing with them. I don't like dealing with appointments.
I hate signing in.
I'm great face to face. I don't like doing that.
I hate going to a place that makes you like sign in. I think
that's
sucks.
That's because of your myriad of doctor's visits that you've had to have over the last year.
That's a little bit of a stretch. I don't think that's
where
the case.
Where else do you sign in?
Well, no, it's at a barbershop. I've been to them where they have
in at a barbershop?
I believe I've been to one. I don't go to the barber anymore.
For $5.99.
I guess you're right. I guess that probably could be true that they've had those. You know, those type of places. But I get there. Carla makes me an appointment for noon. I roll in, and the guy's like cleaning up his station this time. And I know immediately no waiting.
Yeah.
And the guy's name is Courtney, and he's a good looking guy, strapping guy, beard. He seems like a nice person. So, and the place is airy and roomy, and it's got a bunch of different barbers in there, and they all look young. And smart and not, and it's just kind of, it's got, yeah, there's a degree of that in there. And it's, but I'm comfortable.
Good.
I just feel immediately comfortable. So,
do all the barbers have great haircuts?
There's one barber in there that I wouldn't call it a great haircut, but man, what a head of hair.
Really?
This guy has the full jet black beard. He's probably in his early 20s. And he's got a shock of black hair. And that guy, there are guys that were meant to wear beards.
Mm-hmm.
Oscar can grow a beard in a half an hour. You can grow a beard in a half hour. This guy looks really good. And it was kind of neatly styled. And the people coming in that look like maybe regulars. Shop's only been open for a few months.
Okay.
So it's brand new. And I walk in and immediately have a rapport with the guy chatting. He's New Englander. And that's cool. So I start talking to him about he's from Rhode Island, and I start talking to him about that. And he
what do you want to do with your hair there?
Well, I tell you that the last time I got a haircut, I cut it myself.
Yes, you did mention.
And,
yes,
and he said he says to me, "Well, what happened up here?" And and it was, but he didn't sound like Dude Walker when he said it.
Of course,
he sounded
not.
Like a normal guy saying right. it. And it just goes back and forth, and we have a laugh about that. And we laughed a lot during the entire time. And it's not a lot of talk, but it's enough talk. So, at this point, we are about 2/3 through the haircut, and a lady comes in, and I can't read what she's got on her T-shirt, but she's got a name tag. And she says, "Hello, are you Courtney?" Yeah, okay, well, nice to meet you. Thank you for doing this, and they'll be in here in a minute. And first thing popped into my mind, I said, Chamber of Commerce.
Could be.
That must be a Chamber of Commerce coming by a new business. And then right away, she got a little closer, and I see it is a barber school, a barber college. And so she has, they've scheduled a field trip for their students to come in to a working barbershop where they can kind of get the lay of the land. And why are you laughing? Right
just now? The thought of maybe they were delivering him his diploma.
No.
Three more credits, Courtney.
No. They're bringing students in.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Okay.
And maybe 15 of them, maybe or so, 10, 15 students come in. And they're walking around, and some of the kids are gregarious, and some of the kids remind me of the kids that would sit in the back and talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Barber College.
It's Harvard.
So they come in, and they're going station to station, and they're chatting, and they're introducing themselves, and you know how you see some of these young, and they're all young adults.
Sure.
And you see some of the young people are gregarious and interested, and the other ones are there for what reason, I don't know.
Well, money.
Isn't
they want
it
to
similar
make the money.
To the Connecticut School of Broadcasting when they roll through
probably,
WJFK or WHFS?
But the end result is you get a license.
Correct.
And down here, probably not a bad place and an easy place to get a gig.
I just remember.
I mean, people are looking for barbers all the time.
I remember when broadcasting schools and even universities, we've had classes come through.
Sure.
Right.
You know right away who's into it and who's not.
Yeah. You know, in the back where you'll see somebody that's, one kid had mirrored sunglasses on. And all I'm doing.
Hey, how about a trim, Maverick?
I'm just, I'm sitting there getting my hair cut and I'm watching. You know, the proceedings,
right.
And then Well, right before they came in, I think the lady said to my barber, you wouldn't mind saying just a couple of words to the kids when they get here? And said, yeah, no problem. I'll do that. And so he's just going to tell them about what it is to. And then when so the time comes.
Yes. Did you get to hear his? Did you get to hear his speech?
I don't know what's wrong with me, but I don't know what's wrong with me, but I get into a situation where I start thinking about you guys.
Yes, thank you.
Because the scenario, 2/3 through this haircut, that, by the way, I'm enjoying. I feel like the guy's competent and doing a really good job.
Yes.
And fixing the hatchet mess that I had caused. But the amusement of the situation, because I'm in a good mood and I'm looking forward to New Orleans and I'm feeling good. And I really just saw the humor in the situation.
Okay.
And I started thinking, man, the guys might like this. And so he gives his speech, and his speech is like, always be engaged, ask questions, know what you're doing. So he goes on, and he's it's 10 minutes or so. No, five, 6 minutes.
Yeah.
He speaks to these kids. And the whole time, I'm just laughing to myself because I know what I'm going to do. And I know what I'm going to do is subject me to ridicule and embarrassment.
Okay.
Because I know it is going to die. I'm not doing it for me at that moment. I'm doing it for you two in the morning.
I so genuinely appreciate it.
I've never thought like that, but I'm thinking about the show, and mm-hmm. I go, so he finishes up. So I think that's what you're going to do. And then the other barber comes over and talks about, ask questions, because when you engage with people, sometimes you'll hit on something and they want to talk and want to be listened
to. Was that the black-haired barber?
Yeah, yeah, cool-looking guy.
Okay.
And he gives that speech, and then it's like... So this is they're getting ready to wrap up their
right.
school. They do wrap up their speeches, and I say, would you mind if I said something?
Oh no!
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic!
Mike, you
and
are a maniac.
He's got the Clippers, and he says, "You want to say something? Yeah, just very brief. I just want to say something. Says, can I say something to the kids?" And so he says, "Yeah, go ahead." I said, "Everybody, just listen up for a second, please." And I look at all the kids, and they're all 15 of them are looking at me right now. And I swear to God, in this voice, I looked at them and I said, "It's easy to grin when your ship has come in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man who's worthwhile is the man who can smile when his pants are too tight in the seat." Dead eyes, zero, dead reaction from the bartender laughed. He was old enough to remember Caddyshack.
Yeah. Okay.
He laughed.
Now, were you standing
barbers,
or were you still in
teacher,
the chair?
I'm in the chair with the apron
with
on.
The apron.
I'm in the, yes.
This is so
it's
great.
It's easy to grin.
And you said the bartender laughed? Who's the bartender?
The barbers. The
okay.
other barbers.
Okay, gotcha.
I said bartender.
Yeah.
Where's your mind?
And by the way, on the promos, don't leave in my mistakes. You've done that 2 days in a row. Don't leave my mistakes in the promo hits that we do. I know you're doing that on purpose. You're doing that on purpose. When I said sound 2 days ago, and then yesterday I said I made another mistake, and you left it in. On purpose. I know you know better. Getting back to what I was saying.
Yes.
So
yes.
I finished this little speech.
Yes.
And it is... They are looking at me like, get the guys with the straitjackets, put me in the back of the ambulance right now because I am having a senior moment. And then, it really was horrifically embarrassing. But I didn't do
That's
it for
so
anything
worthwhile,
but
though.
Coming in and telling this story when I came in today.
And it's not what I pictured you doing, Mike. What I pictured you speaking was actually whipping off the smock, the apron.
Right.
Standing and saying this. This is the sound of the other people. The
student.
You see Mike O'Mara. Mike O'Mara speaking.
At the barber shop.
To the barber.
Remember that no bastard ever won war. By dying for his country. You won it by making the other poor dumb bastard die for his country.
There you go. That's that would have been the great speech there. It would have worked.
No,
I don't think that would have worked any better.
That would have been a bridge too far.
Than the Caddyshack.
Right. These kids are like, does this guy think we're getting drafted?
Yeah.
What happened to him?
Yeah, wonderful time.
Just won a
wonderful
lollipop. Time.
Lots of, and he laughed, a nice hearty laugh. Brief, though. Not like Belly Jill, not like you and Oscar would have laughed.
Yeah, but
if you were there.
Like, there's got to be some regard for the accurate like dissertation of that. Like,
exactly.
Yeah, like there's people could mush that up anytime. You did it like that.
Nailed it.
I pulled it. Well, I've done it a lot on the show.
Yeah, but they don't know that side of you. If I saw a random person do that, I would think they're a little kooky, but hilarious.
Yeah, I'd love
it. The only other thing that happened was earlier on in the haircut, and I'll mention this because it wasn't as good an experience as what I just had. But he mentions he's from New England, and he says, where are you from? And I'm about to give him the central New England speech, or tell him that where I was from in Connecticut, we'd go to the beach in Rhode Island. That's where we go. And as I'm going to do that, so I take a breath to do my little, you know, bio, and I go, and as I go like that, he hits the shears on the left side of my head and brings up just a sea of hair that I suck into my esophagus. And I said, well, I'm like that.
No.
But other than that, it was beautiful. And I got the, I lunged up the, you know, the hair that was in there and might have had a couple of strands, you know, well into the evening.
Yeah, but there might be one still.
You look good, though.
Yeah, I could notice that you got a good haircut.
It's a uniform fade.
How long did he take
you? It's a fix haircut. What it is you know, you skin it on the side because, you know.
You mustn't bring that up because it looks totally on purpose. It looks great.
All right. Very
good. How long with the speeches, how long was the experience?
6.5 hours.
Well, that's really good. If you can keep it under seven, it's nice.
He was dedicated and he cared. But it was, you know, a positive experience. And I'm getting ready to go to New Orleans. And we're all looking forward to New Orleans.
Yes.
And I am looking forward to not only being on stage for everybody Saturday night at the House of Blues, and I'm seeing on social media people are getting excited about the big event.
Some people have arrived already.
Some people have arrived.
Yeah, Dirk headed out this morning.
That's very exciting. And I think that I don't want to be a monster, as Oscar would say.
Okay.
But I think, when I'm out in public, I am infinitely delighted to see listeners. Over the years, I've bumped into listeners in many different places, from all the way from Maui, Hawaii, to Bar Harbor, Maine. And
sure.
I mean, I have. I ran it. When we're in New Orleans, we're going to have a bunch of people flying into town. We'll be bumping into people all the time as we travel in and around New Orleans, Louisiana.
It's a small town. Carrie has never been.
And she'll love it.
And I said, you know, once you get down to the Bourbon Street area, it's pretty compact. You see a lot of people you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
One part is the touristy part.
Yeah. Yeah.
And apparently Oscar's told me a lot of stuff going on this week.
Oh,
down there, you know.
Just for some context, because of the season down there.
Yes.
There's just a ton of great music. You know, leading up to our event.
It's also spring break at the Barber College.
There's outdoor concerts.
So a lot of people will be there.
There's so much to do.
Yeah.
So much fun.
Just by walking around, you'll find stuff. Yeah.
Is your wife coming too? Is Shannon, or how's she feeling?
I'm hoping. She looked good this morning.
Okay.
God willing. Yeah. She was making it all about her yesterday, but looking at the hotel.
She has some clams she bought, I think, 2 weeks
Why
ago.
Why was she making it all about her yesterday? With the digs that you have down there?
No, she's fine. She just wanted to triple check everything.
Okay.
And
you got a nice place, right? You're staying at a nice joint.
Yeah, it's 230 square feet, but you know, my points would allow for us to get there. I just wanted to be close to the venue, so it's one of the closest to the venue.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah,
I'm not sure. Let me look here. I'll look.
Oh, he's gonna check.
You save your points and then you use them.
Sure.
I think I'm pretty close to the quarter as well.
You are. I mapped it out. I tried to stay in your place.
It says I'm staying in Baton Rouge.
Oh, that's easy. Just get on
New Orleans humor. New Orleans humor. There we go.
I was like, no.
Just get on the road and there in a minute. Yeah.
I say to Carla last night, she said, you looking forward to seeing everybody? I said, it's been 3 years. I love walking into what was that little bar in Vegas that we all hung out in?
In the hotel,
the American Grill.
No, it wasn't. American Grill. I don't think it was that. It had
how can
rock
you not?
In the
you lived there. How can you not remember what it was? Oh, I guess I know.
The Bayside Cafe.
So she said, "Yeah, I'm looking forward. It's been 3 years. Looking forward to seeing everybody." And then she looks at me. I said, "So you're looking forward to seeing
Mel's
people?"
Mel's Diner.
No, she says, "Even when you're gambling."
Oh,
no.
So, this is Carla's suggestion, not mine.
It's not the peach pit.
Sorry.
Let's see. Boobs and Wings.
That's what
the
it
name
is.
Of the place.
McKelvey's.
She said, "Well, you know, I know you don't like to talk to people when you're gambling." I said, "Yeah, I don't. I'm in my Zen place. I'm new." She said, "Well, how about if everybody that wants to talk to you when you're gambling has to give you $20?"
This guy thinks he's at the Washington Convention Center.
I know.
And we're all paying for a photo.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Listen.
You know what it
that
is?
That made me laugh out loud.
It's Americon.
It's
that
Americon.
That made me laugh out loud.
Your devices. I'm sorry. Your vices that lead you to your devices.
Yes.
Yeah. Are your business.
Yeah.
If you want to charge for an impromptu meet and greet, that's up to you.
That's
like,
not
who am
true.
I? Who am I supposed to say?
No, I'm just saying that
just
I'll
tell
talk
to
people walking in, walking out. But if I'm sitting down.
A consideration.
Just so you know about my gambling, when I'm at one of my hypnotic machines, Oscar.
Yes.
I don't, and this is Carla gets very angry at me when I do this. You know the people that push in the chairs in the casinos?
Yes.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? They come up and push in the chairs with the people that come with the little machine that sweeps and they dump the ashtrays and stuff like that. That bugs me. Like, I'll be playing, and somebody comes in to push out a chair, and I'm like, and I wait because I don't.
You've actually done that to me.
Yeah, I'm sure I've done it to everybody.
Where is everything okay? Do you want me to leave? Okay, you want me to leave? I'm gonna go.
Mike,
that is not. How did it? Did you just?
We were at the Golden Nugget.
That would have been when you approached me after I was already there, not when we walked in together. Right?
No,
you came in.
I'm at
Todd
the Nugget. Come
somewhere.
On over. Yeah,
and invariably,
you invited us
at
over.
The Nugget. Come on over.
Yeah, you invited us over, and then you stared at me sideways, and Todd, and Cole, Shannon, and Marissa.
I can tell you what happened, and I've worked with Mike for 31 years, and I know there are actually times that it's okay to approach him at a casino. But what happened
is... He invited us over.
He texted...
I've been in the middle of the machines, and
you
chatted.
Texted Oscar when you were winning. And then in the time it took him to get back to the Nugget, you were losing. So invariably what happened is...
I was bad luck.
You were bad luck. And you didn't need that right
Oscar's
at that point.
Oscar's gambling, I will say this.
This is crazy.
I don't mind being... No, I do mind being around it. It makes me extremely nervous, especially if he's had a cocktail or two and he does these crazy...
To be perfectly honest, Mike, I've left a blackjack table after Oscar's played two hands.
Yeah.
Because it's so scary to look at.
It's aggressive.
It's
aggressive, like spend 6 minutes at the table and go back to your room.
Yeah, but I'm over.
And hit the mini bar.
But I'm over gambling at that point. It's over. Like, I'm not going back for more.
Yeah, but
I don't know. I don't know what you...
I don't go back for more. That's crazy.
Well, he has a couple drinks, and he has those big saucer eyes. Yeah. He almost looks like he's an Instagram filter, but it's just Oscar.
Do me this favor.
Yes.
If you see me at any point, which I doubt.
Yes.
Because it's been some time since I've been in that type of shape.
Yes.
Like, this will probably happen if it's going to happen Saturday night, right? Because as I had a pep talk with the guys.
As we all were.
I had a pep talk with the guys and said, I know you're not drinking anymore, but please, no broken legs, no stumbling
Thursday
around, nothing crazy,
Thursday
right?
and Friday.
Yeah. Enjoy
we
your
keep
evenings.
Keep it in our pants.
Eat. Right. Say no to shots. Be respectful of your time.
I'm planning
That's
on
it.
Doing the daytime thing.
Yeah.
Which is why we're rescheduling our meeting. And then
what's the daytime thing? I'm so sorry, I'm not trying.
Gambling,
Las Vegas style gambling.
Gambling,
daytime, and then dinner, and then to bed.
Yeah,
that's Tibet. That's what I wish to do.
Fair.
Last thing I want to do is get off a plane and see him.
Yeah, but I don't think
thank
that's,
you.
I love, but
that's not nice to say.
Back to
no,
Oscar.
No, in a formal work setting.
Yes.
I don't want, that's
you're
what
on
I meant.
Vacation.
Not see Rob. I want to see Rob, for God's sake, and I want to see everybody there.
He's a great chaperone now that he's the
also fun. He proved that the last time I saw him. I know that.
Would you it's want him to come and keep you company at the casino?
Rob knows me better than anybody knows me.
No.
So I mean,
couldn't
Rob
pay
knows.
Me enough.
Okay, fair enough.
Rob, you know, but I was nice when you guys were hanging out that one time. At the Venetian.
Sometimes.
That was,
there were
that
times
was
that you were
six
nice.
6 years ago.
Yeah.
Was that CES or
was
that?
More than 6 years ago.
Was that CES?
It was like 10
when
years
we got
ago.
There,
Consumer
for some
show.
Reason, we spent like, for a 2-day conference, we spent 11 days in Las Vegas.
Yeah, at,
like
the Venetian.
There was a and consideration.
Your flights got in like 5:30 Vegas time, and I'd arrived at like 10:30 in the morning.
Yes.
And you arrived, and I'm at a machine going, Kaivampo!
What is
Kaivampo?
Pony is following the cigarette butts around the casino saying this one's still warm.
Well, he would know.
Yeah. He's near. He would back then, absolutely.
He would know.
I remember walking to dinner, Pony would want to walk through the casino because you could smoke in the casino.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is it
yep.
Chive that Shannon wants to go to a voodoo fortune teller?
100%. That's I mean
that's what you do
deal.
Down there. Yeah.
You go to that, you go to one of the witchcraft shops, the voodoo shops.
Yeah.
I mean if she likes that kind of stuff, she'll dig it beyond she will love that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
and go enjoy the food and the style down there. I
just
vibe
by
is
walking
phenomenal.
The street, it's fantastic. You can't there's
and
no
the
better
entertainment.
City for
you
it.
Can pop in and hear
and
in the middle
to get
of the day. You
some
can
morning
hear
runs in before the day starts on
depends on what you that. Depends on what you eat the night before.
No, it depends on where you run too.
That's true. You might be really running. For your life.
Like any major American city.
Yes.
There's danger.
There is danger. You have to know what you're doing.
I recall the cuisine was the best I've ever had in my life.
It's, and
wait
where
till
we're going,
you taste the
great.
Chicken fingers. They are good.
No,
you're
going to
love it.
We're going some nice to restaurants, I remember.
Love it. And I can't wait to see everybody. I'm really, really excited. And we're all, you know, set to go. What's gonna be the thing you're looking forward to now, Rob? I know usually, you were big on pre gaming.
Probably, I'm looking
to
most,
a fault.
It's a, you know, I've been to the city numerous times. I've been very lucky to be to the city
what,
numerous
like
times.
More than five?
Probably six wow. times because we did a couple Super Bowls
yeah,
there.
Been,
we've traveled there.
I've been there 8 or 9 times.
This would be my second time in my life.
So I'm really looking forward to crafting an explanation to my doctor what happened.
Why?
As far
calories?
As food?
No, drinking. I'm kidding.
Oh,
I'm
stop.
Kidding.
Please
I'm
don't do that.
Kidding. That's, I'm looking forward really to not even so much the food because I know the food is good. I mean, I just know that. There's not a bad place to eat
yeah,
in the entire city.
Yeah, but do you
city.
Have like a plan of like Thursday I'm going to eat here? Well, we have our team dinner, but for
I'm getting
lunch.
I'm injected today before we take
I tell them to double it up.
Yeah. You might
it's
want
already
to.
Already maxed out, pal.
But I'm looking forward to.
Swear
to
God, they put like a quart of orange juice in my leg.
They maxed me out.
They did. That's how it works, Oscar, by the way. You're wondering what
know.
It is.
I don't know.
It's like a certain amount, then a certain amount, then a certain amount.
Oh, they tear
then,
you up?
Yeah.
Then they tear you up, and then once you get
like
to that tier.
Allergy shots, yeah.
And then when you get to that tier, you go home and you tell your son he's not going to be going to a private college. not that it's expensive.
Do you feel nauseous now that you eat? Because you weren't really before.
I feel.
If he overdoes it.
I felt after Easter, I told you. I felt nausea then. Mm-hmm. I felt real time like sick.
But that's because you overdo
when,
it.
When I feel nauseous is when I go for sugar. If I avoid sugar, I do a lot better.
Yeah.
So if I was to eat anything, bread,
protein,
protein, you know,
nothing.
with a nice little butter sauce on it, no problem at all.
My
I'm gonna eat a lot of shrimp.
I don't think I told you guys.
There's so much good stuff to eat,
and I'll do anything for food. I could eat 2 dozen eggs, 36 pork
that's
chops,
all right. We've got enough.
24
my
fries.
My mom, at this point, has lost 40 pounds.
That's excellent.
That's exciting.
But you can't help but break this addiction. Of like if you're a manic eater, you're a manic eater.
That's it.
And this medicine that she's lucky enough that her insurance half cover doesn't cover, my brother's covering. I don't know anymore. I don't want to hear the drama. I just inject her. So I inject her.
What a good boy.
And like 3 hours later, she's like, if I make a flan, would you guys eat it?
Oh, she wants to see you eat.
Yes. And I'm like, Mom, you can't even eat the flan. We're not going to have you make it.
It's interesting that she
isn't
does
that wild.
I don't. Cook a lot anyway, so I don't know if it's a thing with me. But
but she just
I
like on a random Sunday wanted to whip up a flan.
Habit.
See, I don't look at it that way. I'm really
Flan Sundays?
Yeah. You know what? We're so lean in the cupboard at our house now that, you know, I've had dinner. I can't tell you the number of dinners I've had where I've had a protein bar. And that's it.
That's
and,
part, you know, that's you know, great though, because you're supposed to eat early and you're supposed to trail yeah. off your eating. Oscar, no, the cupboard was bare.
But sugar, if I'm eating a lot and I ate like a sugar cookie and a scoop of ice cream and I felt all day. Watching the Masters on Sunday.
It's such a great, such a great fat guy thing to combine two desserts.
Where do you get
them?
Well,
it was the brunch. It was the brunch.
And it's so great though. It's awesome.
Cookies and ice cream.
Oh, an Easter brunch.
An Easter brunch. Yeah, that's why.
But as far as New Orleans goes, what I'm looking forward to is walking the streets, seeing what goes on down there, feeling the energy. But, and this might sound a little jive, but it's not, seeing Carrie see it for the first time. Because it is like almost an overwhelming, out-of-worldly experience when you go down there. It's different than any other city in America.
You're still in love.
Yeah, I do love her. She's very cool.
I haven't even thought about Shannon.
And the other also.
Weird. I've only thought about Carla in terms of what she can do for me.
Well, that doesn't what make would
sense.
She do
it'll,
for you?
It'll make sense to you after
I got
gotcha,
you. I got gotcha, you. Gotcha, fair enough.
And then the same really, goes for my, the same it. Goes for my daughter, Julia. It's her first trip to New Orleans. Cool.
No, to be honest with you, and this is the truth, I have to give full disclosure here. I've thought about Carla when we've talked about what we like to do, and we are we're not degenerates because we do not bet the college fund, but we love, love, love. We've concluded it is one of our favorite things to do. We have to control it. We have to make sure that we don't let it get out of control, and we do that, and we've done that for a few years now, but we love playing the games. Mm-hmm. We do. We love it. We love going into a casino with the lights and doing that. That's our, and it's horrible. It's a beautiful city with loads of culture, and the only thing I'm really excited about outside of our show is going in and dealing with that. I'm sick. I know I'm
Mike,
sick.
It is the, I think history will show it's the tightest casino you ever have returned to. There's
really?
No way to win money there.
Yeah, you've said that in the past.
There's no way to win money there.
Maybe it's changed.
Remember the pain.
Oh, I'm sure it has.
Remember the pain.
I know.
It'll keep you safe.
Because we went there, the first time we went there was like maybe 95, 96.
Right.
And they still hadn't really worked out the laws. They could have riverboat gambling.
Yeah.
So it was a barge attached to the land by this much rope. Yeah, and that's all the gambling they could do. But now there's that beautiful facility downtown.
Yeah, and by the way, as Oscar and I have experienced firsthand, it is a bit of a grifter city.
Yes.
You got to keep your eyes open.
Yeah, keep your eyes peeled.
That's part of the fun.
That's how they get you. Yeah.
Part of the fun, part of the charm.
The last time, if you come out with the jackpot winnings, no one's going to be happier on this side of the table than me.
This is true.
Because I'll celebrate you. But the last time we were there.
Combined slot machines and blackjack with that statement right there. If you come out with the jackpot, I'll be on the other side of the table. That was an interesting comment.
What do you mean?
It's like he said, if you come out with a jackpot, I'll be on the other side of the table, indicating you're at a blackjack table.
Of this table. It's of this table.
Saying
that I'll be the happiest.
See, I'm obsessed.
It's so great.
I'm obsessed with it.
Oscar will be my
boy. You are a chatty Cathy today. Yeah, everybody can get a word. Go ahead, Rob. Yes, what is it? Rob is excited.
Please talk.
Oscar will be at the blackjack table with his big saucer eyes saying things like, I don't know, 17, I'm feeling it, hit me.
I'm not going to gamble. That's just not my. It's not my thing to.
Well, the
if
way
it's in front
you,
of me, it's
the way you play is not gambling.
Yeah, but if it's there, it's there.
Yeah,
but I'm not going to go out of my way to find it.
You'll be
the
there.
Last time you walked out of Harris and we met up with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you were so mad, like seething mad, and then you mentioned these are some words I remember: criminal, license. grifters. There was.
You are like being married to someone because you remember things.
I don't remember
many,
those
many
words.
Moons
you
ago.
Were so hostile.
I don't
about
doubt it
them.
For a second that what he's saying is gospel. A lot of times I'll argue with Oscar about facts. This one, he's repeating things that I could see myself saying after a losing jab.
A bad run.
I remember asking you about the criminal license. Yeah. All fixes in. It's not.
By the time I saw you, you were saying
random.
It's a crooked city. It's a crooked city.
You went so far as to have me look up if they are truly affiliated or they are some sort of like licensed.
Like a pop-up.
Yes, like a pop-up.
Very fortunate you two have stayed with me through the years. I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Did they buy the name or are they affiliated?
So sorry. But I'll be in a good mood for the show no matter what. We'll be right back.
It's the social event of 2023. TMOS 5 and the Big Easy.
At the House of Blues. That's coming up on April 15th.
You've made all the plans to get there. Now find out what there is to do.
We're going to be hanging out with people and having a fantastic time.
P-A-R-T. Why? Because I...
And if you're looking for things to do, check out the TMOS Live and the Big Easy page on Facebook.
How delightful!
See and be seen with some of your favorite P1s.
Dan O'Brien is coming, O'Brien.
Find out where Steve Kelsey will be passing out loofahs.
You know, your basic high school orgy type of thing.
And make your reservation for the seance in Rick Schofield's room.
Me and the spirit get together. We like to party all night.
The TMOS Live and the Big Easy page on Facebook. Your one-stop shop to plan for a weekend you'll never forget.
We're as excited as you all are. It's going to be great. Fantastic. I checked that out. I can't get in, but I saw there about 400 people that are hanging out and checking things out. So very, very excited. Looking forward to New Orleans. So if you want to know what's going on and you want to know where the people are meeting up, that's a good way to check it out. This podcast is sponsored by Groove Life. It's 2023. Are you still using the same wallet from 2003. From 2003, now is the time to update your wallet game. The Groove Wallet is a sleek, low-profile wallet engineered for everyday use. I'm going to whip it out right now.
Look out.
Whip it out.
Here we go.
Whip it out.
Show the world.
It's that simple. It doesn't. You know, it's so let me stop.
It's understated.
Very understated.
I love it.
Yes.
I do love it. They're so... cool.
Yeah,
and it's rapidly become one of my favorite possessions.
Screams utility.
It does. It really does. And by the way, they have a little area to keep cash right here. I'm going to lose you this week.
I was
going to
say, that'll come in handy.
Yes, it will. Thank you. Anyway, it keeps cards in a little spot, and you flip it up with your thumb. Thumb motion perfectly fans out up to 6 cards for easy access to find everything you want. Everything you need. I mean, really, license, credit card, players club.
You'll it's splash durable. The pot anytime.
Whenever the FI, please. It's high quality aluminum outer shell. This wallet is unlike any wallet I've seen. And with Groove Life's, listen to this.
Yes.
94-year no BS warranty. The Groove Wallet is the last wallet you will ever need. And I know that for a fact. Personally, we all love them, and you're going to love yours, too. I love this Groove Wallet. They're very, very cool, and it looks like it's built like a tank. It's time to bring your wallet into the 21st century. Head to groovelife.com/TMOS and use promo code TMOS for 20% all Groove Life products. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use my code TMOS for 20% off your order. One last time, that's promo code TMOS for 20% off your order. Just click the button on our website. It's that easy. Welcome back
from
to the show,
everybody. From the corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
You have a song?
I do. Oh, you play it at the front.
Yeah, that's all right. Oh, that's a new one.
You like it?
No.
Aggressive.
You don't? How about this one?
No.
How about this one?
That's cool.
No, it's old.
Well, then, I guess I don't have a song.
Do the Blade Runner one, the second one?
I like this one, though. This is my favorite, but this is the one you like.
Oscar. I was playing with the computer before the show for like an hour, just trying everything again, and it's locked down. It is so. I got to go to the my favorite place in the world.
The Mac store.
That's it. Yeah. You don't really hear about celebrities helping out in Ukraine, certainly now that the war has dragged on for this long. But this is an exception and comes from an unexpected celebrity chef. Rachel Ray went to an orphanage in western Ukraine and refurbished their kitchen and taught the kids how to cook. She also donated an ice cream maker and floor cleaner. She said, quote, "I am just grateful that they allow me to be part of their community and their effort. It is a moral imperative to be here. People here in Ukraine, they continue on with their lives despite whatever happens. I am in such awe of that. Rachel has been to Ukraine 4 times this year, and plans are underway for her 5th trip.
The sad thing they don't mention, though, is she ate 2 orphans.
Oh, how dare you? Let's try to help people.
That I can't believe you made that joke.
It's horrible, isn't it?
That's monstrous.
It is monstrous.
Matthew McConaughey will star in a Yellowstone spinoff after a 3-year break from acting. On the Armchair Expert podcast, Matthew said, quote, to go have some structure, like, I got a call time, I got lines, I got scenes, I got character. That sounds like a vacation right now to me. He also thinks his time away has made him a different and improved actor. Here's Matthew McConaughey's quote. What I have is so much respect for the vocation of acting. I have a healthier relationship. I'm not looking at it for my survival and my thrive all. I think good acting emulates life. Real life is where this stuff comes from. All right.
Okay. Is it a sitcom, this spinoff?
No, it's Yellowstone. It's drama. See.
That's really awkward and loud.
Okay, so I'll change it down.
Ready for more movie hype?
I always am.
We just take it. All we have to do is get through this show, and then we're on the way.
We're here.
That's it. We're here.
I know.
We'll get it done. We're all in the same space today. I understand it always is like this, the last show before we have a live show. It's just natural, and we should embrace it.
Great energy.
Wrap our arms around it.
Appreciate it.
Great energy. Yeah. We don't know much about the Barbie movie yet, but it sounds like it's going to be pretty out there.
Oh, boy.
Margot Robbie says, quote, the first time I read the Barbie script, my reaction was, ah, this is good. Smoke.
No. She didn't say that.
Good. She did. She said, ah, this is good. This is so good. What a shame it will never see the light of day because they're never going to let us make this movie. But they did. But when she was asked for details, Margot said, quote, can't tell ya. Okay. On a similar note, Simu Liu took the gig after his agent read the script and told him, quote, if I could stake my career on any one script, it's the Barbie script. I really think you should do it. Barbie hits theaters July 21st.
Oh, I'll be there. Yeah, I won't I be know. There.
I think it's going to be a blockbuster. There's too many people that know that brand and too many kids that want to see it.
So yep. much color. So much color.
Yeah, it'll be a
and
monster.
Right. The only knock is, and this is how superficial our society is. Some people are saying that Ryan Gosling isn't good looking enough to be
to
Ken.
To be Ken?
Mm-hmm. Where I sit there, I'm like, well, I mean, isn't this guy one of the top five dreamboats in Hollywood?
Yeah, and what are they looking for? A robot? You know, somebody who matches Ken? You'd have to get somebody with like Now, if they did a plastic surgery kind of animatronic deal, it's going to be live action.
It
right?
is.
The Barbie movie.
It's live action. Yeah.
If you kind of use, well, we don't know yet, right? We don't know whether they're going to make
well,
him
I saw
up.
The trailer.
We've seen, it I've looks seen like Ryan Gosling. And it looks like Margot Robbie.
Yeah, it does.
All right. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll have to see what happens. Summer is still 2 months out, but you might be looking at new bathing suits already. So here is a great tip for
you
parents.
You bet I am.
Never buy your kid a bathing suit that's blue. I can understand.
Really?
This. A swimming teacher in Florida posted a video on TikTok that's racked up millions of views this past week. She says blue bathing suits are dangerous because they're impossible to see in the water. She bought one for her daughter just to show people what she means. She chose the worst possible color, light blue, and the photo, you can actually see the child's arms and head, but in a very difficult way.
Huh.
And the rest of her, it's like translucent. It's dangerous to the exact same color as the bottom of the pool. It's hard to keep track of them. A few lifeguards chimed in and agreed with her. Light blue bathing suits are bad, 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 especially for little kids. And light pastels in general aren't great. Instead, they say stick with bright colors like orange or red. They're much easier to see. Rob used to wear a light blue suit when he was a kid, but it was okay. You could see him because he always wore a white T-shirt.
Exactly. Thank you.
Baby soft skin.
Baby soft.
Fat kid in the pool.
Yeah. It showed off my natural curves, Mark.
Happy grilled cheese sandwich day.
Oh, yeah.
And then a high holiday. Yes.
Who doesn't love a good grilled cheese?
Mm.
Only 4% of Americans hate them, so it's a holiday most of us can get behind. They're popular because they're delicious and easy to make. I don't know if they're easy to make well.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
My wife kills it for our son. Kills it. Perfect grilling.
Secret,
perfect
the
grilling.
The secret, Mike, low and slow.
On the pan patience. Or on a panini maker?
Yeah. On a regular fry pan, and it's patience.
Patience. Got to be patient.
Patience that I do not have in the kitchen, which is why I'm an elaborate stir-fry cook. A restaurant in New York is bringing back the world's most expensive sandwich today. It's a grilled cheese that costs $214. Okay, where's the gold leaf? The restaurant is Serendipity 3.
That was the same outfit. The same place.
Yeah, they do it like for lots of other stuff.
Every year.
Yeah.
They sold the world's most expensive milkshake for $100, the world's most expensive fries, $200, the world's most expensive dessert for $25,000.
Nice. I bet it's good.
Wow. Their $214 grilled cheese debuted in 2014. You have to order it 48 hours in advance. The bread itself has Dom Perignon champagne baked into it. It's they say, you know, that'd be a good way to cut the cost. It's cooked in truffle
like
butter.
Corbell.
It's cooked in truffle butter with edible gold flakes mixed in. And the fancy Italian cheese comes from cows that can only be milked 2 months out of the year. Well, they've changed from last year's grilled cheese where they use breast milk. Margot Robbie's breast milk. Once it's cooked, they stick more edible gold flakes on the outside of the bread for no good reason. And it's also served with a lobster bisque dipping sauce.
Oh, see, that yum. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mike,
a grilled cheese and lobster bisque.
What's really great is everyone who orders it gets a hat that says jackass.
Hey ho! A Florida man, this is a little something something okay. Now for you, facing charges after he fired shots into a Seminole County restaurant because he was upset that he was asked to leave. 28-year-old Christopher Nordick was arrested over the weekend on several charges, including attempted murder and shooting into an occupied structure. Witnesses inside the restaurant told deputies that Nordick was inside when he began to bother several customers and was ultimately told to leave.
Mm.
Officials said Nordick left but returned moments later and began shooting several rounds through the restaurant's front door in the direction of multiple customers at the bar, causing them to hide and take cover. The incident was reportedly caught on surveillance video. Deputies recovered 10 gunshell casings at the scene. They later found him nearby at an intersection. He was wearing the same clothes as they saw in the surveillance video, and he was arrested. He admitted to law enforcement that he had a few drinks while at the restaurant and became upset after being asked to leave.
Mm.
Let's see. But he denied shooting into the business.
Ah.
He was booked into the Seminole County Jail, where he is being held without bond. In Florida, shooting into a restaurant is a popular way to show your dissatisfaction with your meal and is less time-consuming than asking to speak with the manager. Especially now that we have that old concealed carry
Sure.
Yeah, it's law.
And you can
probably get
a table really fast.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you just go in and say, I'd like the table by the window, please.
Pat.
Pat and my rifle. My gun. We'll be right back after this, everybody.
Mike O'Mara.
Yes, Rob Spiewak.
Do you like not being hurt under bridges?
I sure do. There's nothing that excites me more than that statique.
Yeah, it's great being on AM.
We're talking about the Mike O'Mara Show a little before 5 every Monday through Friday right here on the mighty AM 1630 KCJJ. Hope you give us a listen. You'll enjoy it. And remember, corn, enjoy it a second time.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show, only on the mighty 1630 KCJJ.
Oh, sorry about that. Hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. Back now. Welcome back to the show, everybody.
Oh.
This portion of the program brought to you by Dadgrass. Do you need an afternoon reset? Is that something that sounds like it might be appealing to you? Do yourself a favor and snag 5 minutes for a Dadgrass toke break. They've also got Momgrass joints as the perfect pick-me-up to spark your creative flow, or the original Dadgrass joints to quiet your mind after your 9-to-5. Dadgrass, legal, organic, smokable hemp that relaxes your body and mellows your mind. Their 100% organic pre-rolled joints are very low in THC and high in CBD, so you can enjoy the effects of CBD while keeping a clear head. And if you want the toke without the smoke, Dadgrass also has a CBD tincture, and that is made with the same high-quality hemp. It's easy to dose, and the effects come on smooth. Or try the Dadgrass gummies, the best on the market. They're really good. They taste good, and they get you mellow. All the mellow goodness, no smoke required. Dadgrass will leave you in a euphoric mood. All Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 18 and over, and it ships right to your door anywhere in the U.S. Right now, Dadgrass is offering TMOS listeners 20% off your first order when you go to dadgrass.com/TMOS. Go to dadgrass.com/TMOS for 20% off your first order. Remember, man, that's dadgrass.com/TMOS. Welcome back to the show. Whoa, everybody. You want to talk about Musk or not? Do you want to talk about Elon? No,
I don't want to give him too much press. This guy's out of control.
He's nuts. The man is nuts.
You want to talk about how technology fails us?
Yes. Okay.
All right. It's failed me on this show. I used to have all my sounds here.
Right.
And now they're all dead. Yeah. They're dead, Dom. So
that's an easy fix for you. You just don't want to go to the Apple store.
And until then, you have this.
Right.
It's great.
I just think technology, we rely on it so much that if something goes awry.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. I think there's aspects of, and I am as guilty as the next person. Sometimes it's user error. You're like, oh, damn it. I should know better than this.
Right.
Mike, I have to give you credit that, and I think I have enough over these years that you are and it's not an ageist thing. I still think when you're in your 60s, you're still rocking and rolling because that's just the byproduct of society these days.
Well, also the nature of what we do.
Correct, but you could be
a little problematic if I was totally daft.
You could be more helpless, or at least faint, give us that impression.
Yeah.
Than you actually are. The way you run your remote control, the way you've got your headphones, Bluetooth to your living room television, all that stuff is not something just someone that doesn't use technology.
Doesn't just happen.
Yeah, that doesn't just happen. I say this. It in a completely different world where I feel like you respect technology, and again, I don't want to pull the curtain back too much. The iPad that Mike destroyed was over a decade old. I've been asking him to break it for years, and
it was literally warped.
He finally did it on the show, which was fun for all of us. If you were hurt, your feelings were hurt,
man, sorry. I enjoyed it. Hey, if your feelings were hurt, bite me.
Got it.
If you have a problem with that, put a thread up. Call friggin' Ian Cubitt.
Excuse me. I don't know who that is, but okay.
He got awfully specific, awfully quick. That's so very nice.
I
don't know how long Pony's going to be able to take it.
It wasn't my iPad.
That was the thread.
Yeah.
That was the thread.
Didn't I remember know the name. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Heart.
Yeah.
Mike, do you dwell on the negative?
Yes.
It fuels us.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this weekend, Shannon and I were... She was dropping me off. I don't know where we were in front of, like, picking up some something for the pharmacy for my mom. And
so you knew that you were being dropped off. It wasn't being dropped off at a mystery location.
Correct.
Okay.
And then she was going to go run an errand. I was going to wait at the pharmacy for my mom's stuff. This is Sunday. And she says, oh, your AirPods, these little new AirPods that I think most people have, they are, you know, they're right there. They're sitting right there. And I said, oh, really? And so she hands them to me. And my wife, who's known as an international Butterfingers, she will drop everything. everything. Yeah. Yes. Middle of the night, I hear boom. And then, or I'll hear upstairs, boom. I'm okay. And like, it's just a constant.
Does she break things?
Sometimes I know that she just doesn't have a good grip. And
right.
She swears that it's, you know, something else, but no, she's dropped things since I've known her.
Okay.
Cracked screens on her iPhone. I had to get her the top of the line, a case that, you know, they give you money if something breaks inside of it.
OtterBox?
Like a child.
Okay,
yes.
Okay, yeah.
So she hands me my AirPods, and like anything else, she, like loosey-gooseys the handoff, and they fall onto the concrete on a busy street. Right outside of
now, AirPods. I would think if you're going to tell me any technology, I would think AirPods would be able to,
correct,
with their hard plastic bounce, and you wouldn't have an issue.
Yeah.
So drops the earbuds pop out and just like shimmy underneath the car.
Oh, once they're out of their case, they are off like mice.
And she's like, "It's okay." I see them. They're right under the car. I'm going to pull forward.
Oh, no.
And before I can say anything, she's already shut the door and moving forward. And I hear the rolling tires on asphalt.
Yes.
And then a crack. And
we have a sound for that.
Yes.
Yes, we do. Hold on. One step ahead of
Thank
me,
you.
Mike.
Yes. And I'm like, no, we're good, let me look at it. Let me see where you think they're clear and I can pull forward. And she's like, oh no, I got this. You're making a big deal out of this. And I said, but wait. And then the roll forward and out of the right hand passenger side corner, we're not going to get it in time. It's too late.
You're right.
I hear a
You want to know what 10-year-old technology is. Rob's trying to use it right now.
No, that's his brain.
My brain is 10-year-old technology. The brain of a 10-year-old.
In my hand, I only have one AirPod, one case, and I'm missing an earbud. Why, Oscar?
Totally destroyed.
Because my wife ran it over it as she was moving forward to get the AirPod.
Because the glass, that glass AirPod that we had.
Yes.
It was crystal. So,
well, that has nothing to do with technology failing you.
No.
That has everything to do with the
Shannon failing you.
Your wife dropping something when you tried the. By the way, whose fault was it? You or your wife when it dropped?
I ran track. I know what a baton handoff is.
Oscar was very famous for his high school.
I was slow,
relay team,
but I was on it.
Never did a relay. Always wanted.
Oh, I lived on the track team.
And then yesterday, you, Mike, you have these AirPods Pro, the over the ear ones that are like $700, $500, whatever.
For a Christmas present.
Yeah, Christmas present.
And I use them for my computer late at night, and I use them to watch TV with.
They're fantastic.
Years ago, I bought Shannon some for a birthday present, pink ones.
They're called AirPods Max.
Thank you. They're AirPods Max.
They're headphones.
Correct. I bought her these.
And he's a cartoon character.
I bought her these headphones. She ends up breaking them. She goes to the Apple store. She comes home and she says, they won't fix them. I said, why? She goes, you didn't buy the Apple Care. Why didn't you buy the Apple? She's asking me why I didn't buy the Apple Care. I said, because I figured something this expensive wasn't going to be broken and it would have been, you know, taken care of.
Right.
So then she like gives me the like sour puss, like, well, I'm not going to buy new ones. These are really expensive. And you didn't buy the Apple Care. And I say, if you mention Apple Care one more time, I'm going to go crazy. Just take my headphones that I was gifted a year earlier by my family.
Right.
And use those. Fine. Totally cool.
Did she need them for recreation or did she need them for work?
I think she's trying to ignore me at home. She wears them at home. Recreation.
Yeah. But I've seen her wear them at work, too. So she loves them.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I walk into work this morning because I had to walk. Yesterday morning because I had to walk to work because I forgot to charge my electric bike and my wife was at PT. So I walk in with the dog. I'm all sweaty.
The technology household.
Yes.
You should plug 1600.
Yeah. You should plug the electric bike into that empty slot in your earbuds case.
So I walk in with Santos. I'm all sweaty. I turn the corner and in the kitchen are my AirPods Max in 7 different pieces, being dried out.
And like my dream found them?
Like laid out and they're drying on paper towels.
This is the headphones. These are the headphones she gave you.
Yes.
You gave her, rather. Yes. Yeah.
Mike, you were saying.
Sorry.
Nothing. Don't worry about it.
So these are my headphones that I gave her to use. And I walk in her office. I said, what happened to the headphones? And she ponied me more so than pony will ever pony me.
She gave you a conjuring answer?
No, she gave me a non-answer answer. She goes, I found moisture inside the headphones. And I said,
I get it. I know where she's going. That the reason they are not functional is because of the moisture and not the fact that she dropped them.
Or she spilled something on them. I said, all right, well, did you spill something on them? I mean, I just need to know mentally, like, should I be upset about this or forget about it or move on with life? And she goes, well, I didn't.
Oh, these aren't the ones that were dropped. These are the new ones?
These are the ones. These are the new
ones.
These
are the ones that you gave her?
Yes.
She wrecked those too?
Yes.
So once again, though, not technology failing you. This is, I'm sorry. So did she cop to anything with the, I apologize. I thought you were talking about they were in pieces and she was drying them out.
It was a technology fail for me personally through
my
life.
So you have the AirPods that have been destroyed.
I have one pod.
AirPod.
That works.
And the other one is at home drying out?
The other one is drying out.
Okay.
And then when I asked her, well, how did moisture get inside the you know, $700 headphones that you just carry around like they're just, you know, random my first Sony headphones?
Right.
She goes, I don't know. Like, I think this is a common issue. I'll look up the forum on Reddit. I said, we don't live in a humid climate inside our house. That's where the stuff is, right? She's Mary Poppins with her bags to work. She's got a zillion things in there. There's the probability of something spilling, including one of her huge vessels of water she carries at all times, is high.
Did she ever cop to any chance?
I've got no recourse, no explanation.
All right.
I've been holding back, and I don't know how to tell her that we just can't have nice things because of you.
Question. Mike, you have a pair of these.
It's going to be a fun trip. Yes.
Pair of these iPod Maxes, right?
Yeah.
And you also used to use Koss Pro 4A headphones.
Yeah, the big heavy ones.
Big heavy ones, but in the old days, the ear pads were filled with oil.
Right.
And they would leak eventually.
Well, at a certain point, if you had them for a million years, they would just get nasty. Yeah.
So do you suppose, I've never put on these iPod Maxes. Do you suppose AirPod Maxes. Do you suppose there's oil in them that
no
could
way.
Have been? Okay. Didn't think so. That's the only thing I had, though. That's the only.
No.
Okay.
No. I don't know. I mean, I never have them near water of any kind.
Yeah.
We have a little hook stand that
it comes with. Yeah.
You know why, Mike?
My issue is charging them. I sometimes forget.
You're responsible.
That's right.
Now, Carla might disagree with that, you know. And why don't you see me right before the show on Saturday, and I'll give you a dollar count. We have to take a break, and then you come right back and tell me how responsible I am.
So if you have any questions why I'm wearing one AirPod when I'm walking around, it's not because I don't want to wear two.
Mm-hmm,
I just have one.
Mike, he's like Vincent Van Gogh.
Spectacular. We'll take a break and we will come back right after this, everybody.
Whether you're a dusty shin cracker or an anchor cranker, this week's bonus show has something for you.
What's the strongest part of your body, you think, right now?
I gotta be my mind.
Is there anything on your body that hasn't worn away yet?
I've got great nails.
You breathed on me when you were down here in the studio and it sounded like a cat in a bucket of milk.
I would like to see the President of the United States. He's a rock star.
And teeth they're not vegetables, they're fruits, right?
Jeez. Snap your cap.
Take a chill pill, creeps.
Get on the gravy train and get a subscription to the TMOS bonus show. You'll go fuzz buttons over it. Get all the deets at MikeOMaraShow.com.
You're a wonderful dancer.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, Legacy Box is the perfect solution for digitally preserving your past. Just send in your Legacy Box filled with old tapes, reels, and photos, and get back digital copies that can be easily enjoyed, shared, and organized. It's like magic, and it's done right here in the USA. Save your memories from heat, mold, and fire. Not to mention the magnetic tape, like what's used in VHS and camcorders. That was only made to last 10 to 20 years. Legacy Box is a super simple mail-in service to have all of your videotapes, camcorder tapes, film reels, and pictures converted to perfectly preserved digital files. They've helped over a million customers safeguard their past. We've all used it, and we all loved it. The memories they have preserved for me are invaluable. It's just amazing to me how long ago I did that video for my mom.
Yes.
She was 80 years old. Join over 1 million families that have trusted Legacy Box and preserve your past. Plus, for a limited time, Legacy Box is running a $9 videotape sale. That is 65% off. There's never been a better time to convert your entire collection. So visit LegacyBox.com/TMOS to shop their $9 tape sale. That's LegacyBox.com/TMOS to unlock this offer. We have time for a really quick break here. Rob Spiewak, I know you have a list of cheating items. What is cheating and what is not? We've done this before. I know I've talked about over the years what the real deal is.
Right.
What's cheating and what is not. But I figure with all the people heading to New Orleans this weekend that, might be making a solo flight, we'd be kind of curious about it.
Mike, do you think kissing someone on the cheek counts as cheating?
No.
Okay.
Real quick. Rapid fire.
Scrolling through Tinder when you're bored, but not messaging anybody.
Not cheating.
Okay.
By the way, if you disagree, we can go through the whole room.
Okay.
We can do that, but let's just do it.
Are you in a relationship?
What?
Yeah, I mean, if you're in a relationship,
because
scrolling
it's cheating.
Through Tinder for
why
recreation.
Why are you looking for fresh fruit?
Well, I mean, it's just looking at what's there. right?
Yeah,
I mean, I've never done it, but I
looking
think
at
I
an adult video compared, that's like something you're never going to be able to contact that person.
Okay.
Looking at Tinder.
It is quite accessible.
I mean,
it's designed
that is,
to be accessible.
Would it get somebody? Well, the question is it cheating?
And 47% of people surveyed said that is cheating.
Well, I don't think so. Cheating is, well, we'll get to it at the
end. All right. Mike, hugging someone very closely and slowly, is that cheating?
No.
Okay. Oscar?
Oscar, what do you think?
I don't hug too many people, so I don't think I...
Wait until after the show.
If it's a sensual hug, then yes.
I will demonstrate caressing? That. I will demonstrate that this weekend.
Please.
When I see Stephanie Larson.
Very good.
We'll know then.
Sending someone
come
out.
On.
Is it cheating?
Bring it in.
Well, Mike, you taught me as a young intern. You said, when you hug someone, never be the first to let go.
Never be the first to let go. You know, you let go. You let go. No, I'm not going to.
Then you lose the hug.
Matt.
Phony. Phony
technically
boy.
True.
Yeah, maybe I'm starting to understand why they like you so much.
Mike, is it cheating to send someone else revealing photos?
Yes.
Okay. I agree with that. Oscar?
Do you, Oscar?
Unless you're a doctor, yes.
Okay. Yep. Giving someone a massage.
Oh, absolutely.
22% say yes, no matter the context.
By the way, that's, that the Me Too era. We've established the fact
all day.
With President Biden. You don't come up and give the shoulder massage. That's inappropriate.
That's
I
right.
hate that, by the way.
Unless you're a trained professional.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody goes to you for a massage. Right.
Looking for
different.
A tip, yeah.
Right.
Flirting
now
with
the front.
flirting with that cute barista at Starbucks.
No.
No.
Okay, 26% say that is cheating.
What?
That's a really rap-tight 26%.
Yeah, you got to feel alive. You don't, like, you know, even if Shannon gets a drink or a purchase for her or something like that happens and she feels special, well, I mean, that's not cheating.
No, right? Not at all.
All right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it cheating to hook up with someone else when you're on a break?
Yeah, it depends on the parameters of the break.
That's true. It's a gray
yeah,
area.
Yeah, I can't call it. That's not cheating if you're broken up.
Yeah.
A break is breaking
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
Just like Ross said.
And it's hard to do.
We were on a break. Yeah. We were on a break. He's so funny. Mike, is it cheating to share a bed, but you don't do anything?
Depends on the circumstances. That's a very nuanced question right there. If it's something where you pass out, but if it's a opposite sex, not a good idea to be in the bed with a person.
Yeah. I mean, and a king size bed is different than a futon.
Right.
Yeah, you could be close.
I think, yeah, and also, you know, if you're in the bed with that person just to sleep, there is morning. You have to deal with morning.
You won't be rolling out of bed.
Yeah. Pony from the other room writes, is it poles to poles or holes to holes?
He always wants to know. Pony just said he lost the hug. Mike, is it cheating to hold someone else's hand?
That is so intimate to me.
Yeah, I agree.
It
that
is to me
so
as well.
Crazy.
If you're walking down a street and you're holding hands with an opposite sex member or a same sex member that and you are gay, that is to me, I think that's pretty hinky right there. That's a tell.
Okay,
I agree. Well, listen, I think this actually comes from the Chris Rock his latest comedy special.
Oh, I know. Yeah,
yeah. He'd rather don't just look at it, eat it.
He'd rather do that than
hold hands.
Do that, and then he's that intimate, but holding hands he wouldn't do.
It's a bridge too far.
So the idea of Angus is is less intimate than
for
holding
him.
Hands.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
What if you were holding hands with a grease man?
By the way, the idea of Chris Rock in that situation is disturbing to me,
especially with his old teeth.
Oh, he's got new teeth, veneers.
Yeah, they look nice. 28% say holding hands is cheating. Telling someone I would totally hook up with you if you were single.
No.
If I was single,
that's
forgive
flirting.
Me, I misread that. Yeah, I agree.
I don't see that ever coming out as in like, are you not happy with the person you're with?
I think it is inappropriate, but it's not.
It's not cheating.
Cheating.
It's
no,
not cheating.
I say it all the time making at the office, and it's fine.
I would totally hook up with you.
I said it to Charlie Burney yesterday.
Okay.
He says, I'm taking
it. That's true. Hanging out with an ex without telling your current significant other?
It depends where you are in that relationship.
I think the fact that you're keeping it a secret makes it cheating.
Huh?
But 34%
say you would know better than we would. Jesus Christ.
Cheating is man on top, get it over with quick, in my opinion.
Okay, very good.
That cheating is the act.
Yeah. Mike, do you think...
You're so old-fashioned.
Why am I old-fashioned?
No, I think it's sweet. You're like...
What do you mean sweet? What are you talking about?
There's a hard... You're not wrapped up in your emotions. There's a hard line.
Yeah.
Well, no, and it's cheating if you're thinking about fornication. Cheating, you're having an affair. That is cheating. You know what I mean? I mean, cheating... I mean, I really think that when you think about that, and you're a guy, and I have been on this planet a long time, that, you know, by the real definition of it, are there... inappropriate behaviors, every one of these is probably inappropriate.
Yeah. To a certain extent.
But little Michael comes to you and he says, she cheated on me. And he says, well, she's been texting this guy on Tinder. Son.
I'd look at him and say, that's cheating. Get out of the relationship right now. You got a point.
And
well
also,
done. Pull that one out of your back pocket. Very strong, Oscar. I like that.
And if she is cheating on him, don't invite her to the 10th birthday party.
No, absolutely not.
Is it cheating to watch porn?
No.
No.
8% say it is cheating, so the vast majority say no.
They sound fun.
What about sliding into someone else's DMs?
A private text message.
Yes, to say...
I know what that is.
I'm just for those in the audience.
So innocuous, no.
Okay. And finally, this is the most nuanced one, I think. Your partner has been in a coma for months and might not wake up. Might not wake up. You sleep with someone else. Is that cheating?
Did you say months?
Plural or
singular?
Months. They've been in a coma for months and may not wake up.
You need comfort.
Yeah, what? It doesn't help her if she wakes up and you're not around anymore.
Yeah, but don't you know the exact moment she'd wake up?
When you're happy?
Exactly.
No, you can count on maybe like saying a little prayer, you know, pray for amnesia, pray for amnesia, pray for amnesia. That's so
you did
cruel
sign that prenup.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, yeah. I have it right here. Yes, that is your signature. We'll be right back.
Oh, it's your paisan, Paulie. I know it's been a long time since you heard from me, but the boss sent out a proclamation that we all have to listen to. Now, he wants you to share the show. That means let your friends tell their friends and their other friends that the Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. And they could go to TMOS.com to check out the bonus show. And they could go on the TikTok and the Instagram for snippets of the show. Do it today. The boss asked you. And let your friends be a friend of ours. Capiche? We now return you to the man, the myth, the legend, Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Paulie. Looking forward to meeting you for the first time in New Orleans. Can't wait. Hey, spring has officially sprung, and it's definitely getting warmer. Here in Florida, it's downright toasty. That's why I need to stay hydrated, and I do it with my Liquid IV that you see in Pizza Hut glass right here. There they are every single day. You get 5 essential vitamins and 2 times faster hydration than water alone. Use it first thing in the morning, before a workout, when you feel run down, after a long night out, on long flights. It's so convenient to use, and Liquid IV is made with premium ingredients. It is non-GMO. It is free from gluten. It is free from dairy. You cannot have soy. Hey, do you like flavor? How about this? Sea berry?
Yes.
I'm sea berry!
It's a new guy.
I'm the captain of the ship. Strawberry. It's got lemonade flavors. It's got Concord grape that I love. Liquid IV still has all your faves, too. Even better, Liquid IV is on a mission to change the world. Liquid IV has donated over 39 million servings in over 50 countries around the world. Plus, it's convenient and oh so delicious. It's the best way to start your day, so be like me, drink Liquid IV. Grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off anything you want. When you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Play it, Rob!
Riddle me this, Mike O'Mara. Do you know what a tweaker is?
Yeah, somebody that gets high on spray paint.
No, a tweaker is a meth head.
Oh, same thing. I knew it was drug related.
And a former tweaker went on TikTok to say how you can prevent another tweaker from stealing your automobile, because it's a common way to steal a car, use it to raise money to buy more meth.
Oh.
But it's avoidable. And this is a former tweaker telling us that.
How to keep your car from getting stolen from somebody who has an existing Grand Theft Auto felony on their record. Park near windows. Park somewhere that is an eye view of windows. Get a club. It's a deterrent. It keeps them away. No tweaker is taking the time to saw through your club. I promise you that. 2009. If you have a car that was made before then, I would be very careful, because you have the type of car that the person who's wanting to steal it, you know, would steal. Your new high-tech cars that have all of these gadgets and everything, they don't want those because they know they're going to get caught. The first thing that a tweaker, which might I say is one of the number one demographics of people that's going to try to steal your car, they don't want cars like that, because in their head, it has a GPS in it. It's too nice. The alarm's going to go off. I'm not going to be able to get in and out safely. If you could take a peek into a tweaker's brain, you'd see exactly why they do not want your car.
So if you have an older car, you're actually at risk. I would think a newer car would be more desirable.
The problem-solving nuance that she's giving credit to these tweakers, if they had this much insight, wouldn't they just stop doing drugs?
Yeah, maybe get a job and be really... She sounds very articulate.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? Well, she quit.
Well, she's in recovery.
Yes, she is.
You know what? That's why it's addiction, Mike. How dare I take it all back.
Yeah.
Tweaker, 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 tweaker. I'm sorry. I have had that Jack Black song in my head for 24 hours.
It is a hit.
Tweaker, I love you.
Mike, are you on the Tampa Bay bandwagon yet?
11-0. No, they beat my Red Sox yesterday.
Back-to-back home runs against the Red Sox, and they go to 11-0.
Dang it.
Fly ball. Hit deep to left. Yoshida looking up. That baby's out of here. Home run as Yandy Diaz hits his third home run of the year. The first. And here's a shot off the bat of Brandon Lau.
Way to put together that pitching staff this year.
Chaim Bloom.
Back to back. Diaz and Lau. And
still
boy,
early,
did Brandon get into that one.
Is amazing. 11-0. I don't know what the major league record is, but it might be 14.
13-0, the Brewers, 1987.
Oh, so close.
You know what? I'm no great Tampa Bay fan, but I would love to see the record broken just because it would
be
so cool.
If they hit that mark, if they break the record and it's in Tampa, it's going to be great, because people reach into their jackets and fire their guns up in the air.
That's right, and then steal a car.
Tweaker, 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 tweaker.
Mike, when you're selling a house, it's all about the small details that give you the edge, right? You want to you want to separate yourself.
Oh, yeah.
This is a way that you can sell your house in Idaho. It actually turned the key for this couple.
So we're looking at this house to buy right now, and I think we're sold. If you buy the house, you get $200 of free tacos with the purchase. You ready?
That is hilarious.
I think we're going to buy it just because of that.
Tacos.
That is funny.
He's being sarcastic.
I don't know. Maybe they will buy the home.
Do you think he's one of those Californians that's going to Idaho and spending all the money and moving people out of their houses because their housing market's so expensive?
It's very expensive. How did they get there, do you think?
I don't know. Oh, man.
The five.
I'll give you
one.
Free tacos. God.
Okay, Mike, let's close with this. I love when a little kid tells a joke, tells it well, and really enjoys themselves.
Oh, good. I do, too.
This is a little girl. I put her at about 3 years old. Right. And just so you make sure you get the setup question, you'll hear her say it is, why is a chicken so funny? Okay? Little girl.
Why is a chicken so funny?
I don't know.
Because!
Because?
Yes. That's so adorable.
Mike, I'm afraid.
I love kids.
That's all I got.
Fantastic. I already miss my kid. Isn't that weird? I do. Aww. I do. It's not weird at all.
Well, how long has he been missing?
Stop that behavior, son.
Remember,
school.
Big hug.
That's right. And don't let it go first.
There you go, Pony.
What was the line again, Pony, about hugs?
You'll lose the hug. They'll beat you.
We're sitting here sweating our asses off for 90 minutes. He waltzes in and gets the best cigarette.
That's why he's so brilliant.
Title of today's show, Don't Lose the Hug. That's got to be it. We got to go back to those cryptic ones. All right. We will see you, ladies and gentlemen, in New Orleans, Louisiana. We will be there this weekend, and Saturday night we will be on stage at the House of Blues, a wonderful venue for fun and frolic, and we're going to meet you all individually after that show, and we look forward to that. And, you know, about the $20, I didn't mean that at all. That's silly.
Approach Mike at your own risk. Yeah. That's all we're saying.
No, I'll be fine.
Bring cash.
God, I mean, really, it'll slow me down. It'll slow my habit down.
Does Harris have a gift certificate?
Why don't you give the address then? All right, give the address. I'm just getting so frustrated that you know you're telling the world. Right. Is Harris located at that like that? But that's okay. I'm stressed out. I'm about to get on a plane. Okay. I understand that. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.